Jimmy, you've been around Letterkenny Rovers a long number of years, but I'm sure this week and building up to the final and the Aviva is up there with the best of them.
Oh, it is, aye. Yeah, without a doubt. Dermot, I never thought I'd say I'd seen this, but it's coming now and we've got to get geared up for Saturday. And it's great for the club and for the supporters and for everybody connected. You know, it'll be a great weekend. It's a great build-up. Great build-up this last week or so, you know. Hello, we've played a few matches and with a lot of good few injuries, you know. But we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
And I'm sure this is what being part of a club is all about, James. You know, matches like this and everybody getting excited. There's a real buzz about the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's great. It's great all together, like, you know, from all over the whole town, like, you know, it's great. And it's great for everybody involved, you know, and it's, and the supporters and everybody that's connected with the club, like.
Well, tell me, you're obviously a well-known reform man.
Yep.
How did you come about to be first connected with Letterkenny Rovers? I mean, you've been associated with the club for so long.
Well, nearly 40 years, I would say. From I left Harps. And about 75 or 76. And then Dan McLaughlin signed me then two years after that, you know, and I'm here since, you know, the club. And there were a lot of managers, Liam Blake and Busty, and, you know, I played under, you know. And then I managed a wee bit myself, and Ed Margie and Liam O'Donnell. And, well, you know, then I'm still involved in the club, like, in a big way, you know.
Yeah.
And enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
And I'm sure you listen, people in this club, you've made friends.
Yeah.
You know, lifelong friends
like Jerry Meehan, and that we go all over, nearly all over Europe to matches and internationals, you know, and we've been great friends for this last 25, 30 years, you know.
Yeah.
But then saying that, we've lost a good few good friends too.
Yeah.
That has passed away. You know, very sad, you know.
Well, it's on days like this and on weeks like this that you can remember those people.
Yeah,
and I'm sure they'll be looking down on us
and
wishing the club all the best.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they'll be there looking after us in a way.
Yeah.
And I hope we get a good result, and that's all. We do the town proud and the club proud, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
On Saturday evening.
You've seen so many players coming through Lakeview Park, Jimmy, over the years, and there's been so many good players as well. But Eamon McConaughey has gathered together a very good squad. It's mixed with experience, which is so important. Plenty of ability in there too. And all of a sudden, he got this cup run up and running, and it's gone all the way to the final.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like Eamon, he got these boys all together, you know, he's working on this last 2 years, and it's built up gradually, and now we have a fair good side with experience and young boys. The only thing is, we had a lot of young boys here up until last year, and then we lost a lot of them to Harps and Derry, to the under-19s and under-17s, which was a big loss to us, you know. Young boys that we brought through from schoolboy level. But I'm saying that Eamon has got a good squad together now, and we'll give it a go. Mm.
Well, it should be someday. We're all looking forward to it.
Yep. Oh, yep. Be a good. I hope we've won, and we'll have a good few nights, a good few days, knowing us.